Hi, my name's Freddie.
And my name's Adrian.
We are your hosts for today's Radio Rumble. Now straight over to Solomon and Taylor for today's team news.
Class 6 won with 98.37%. The team which won the attendance trophy was yellow with 96.73%.
The whole school attendance was 95.28%.
Brilliant, this week's sports news.
Before half term, some Key Stage 2 girls and boys participated in cricket competition.
Although they were new to the sport, both teams did incredibly well and finished 6th out of 16 schools.
We also had a visit from Ben, who delivered an energetic trial of kabaddi to Year 5-6, and all students were phenomenal.
He also delivered an American football session to Year 3-4, and all students can't wait to do it again next year.
Now for a quick poem with James and Monroe.
This week, James from Class 10 will be reading a poem.
I will be reading The Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. 'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shun the frumious bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whistling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came. 1, 2, 1, 2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went glumping back. And hast thou slaved the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, O frabjous dear, calloo, callay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe.
Are you ready for a joke with Layla and Olivia?
Why did the mushroom go to the birthday party?
I don't know why.
Because he was a fun guy.
Now back to school with Ruby and Lola.
This week we are joined by Mr. Morgan. Firstly, which school did you go to?
I went to two schools when I was younger. I went to one called Oxbridge Primary that's in Stockton on Tees. And then when I went to secondary, I went to a school called The Grange, and it later changed its name to Grangefield School.
What was your school life like?
It was good. I enjoyed school. I wasn't particularly academic. I didn't enjoy a lot of the lessons. I enjoyed some of them. But in those days, you had to just get on with it. There was no arguing with staff. There was no back chatting. We just had to do it.
When did you start your job?
The job I'm in now?
Yeah.
At Shotton Hall Primary, I started in 2014 in June. But I've been doing this sort of work since 1994.
What was your first job?
My first job was a teaching assistant in a behaviour school, so that was children who had behavioural problems and they needed a lot of support, and I started there in 1994, a school called Bishop's Mill School.
Is the food the same now?
At school? I used to love school dinners. I think you eat a lot healthier. When I was at school, it was very much Vincent dumplings almost every day, fish and chips, turkey twizzlers and huge cake and custard almost every day. That's why I've got a big fat stomach now.
What's the turkey?
Turkey twizzlers were, I wouldn't even say they were meat, they were kind of like something that was thrown together. I don't think they were particularly healthy, but they looked like pig's tails, so they were like twisters, and they called them turkey twizzlers.
What was your favourite year in school?
Favourite year? Good question. Probably my last 2 years at secondary. So you will know it now as year 10 and year 11. When you go up to the comp, we called it fourth year and fifth year. But I think then we'd probably grown up a little bit and we understood life a little bit more. We're a bit more mature. And I think the staff treat you a little bit more maturely. So I enjoyed my last 2 years in school.
What was your favourite subject?
Maths, I would say, was my favourite. I had to pick between English and maths. Maths was my favourite, but I was very PE orientated, so I loved PE. I was in all our school teams, and so PE was my favourite.
Was your teacher strict or kind?
I had lots of different teachers when I was at school. When I was at school, teachers were a lot stricter. Every teacher was probably stricter. When I first started secondary school, you could still get the cane. if you didn't behave. So things were different then, but I had some really, really good teachers, some that I didn't like much, and you'll be the same. I know you will. There'll be some teachers you think are brilliant and some that you think, oh, I don't like them, and that's fine. But on the whole, I got on with most of my teachers, and we respected them. So we tended to do what we were told and not get into too much trouble. I wouldn't say I was perfect, but yeah, I had some really good teachers, some really strict teachers, but I enjoyed it.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Morgan.
You are more than welcome.
Now for this week's music segment with Fern and Will.
This week, the violins have been practicing The House of the Rising Sun by The Animals.
It was written in 1964 and has been in many of albums. It was in the top 10 charts and it was on the album The Animals by The Animals.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Eugene.
And I'm Freddie. Make sure to tune in next time.
Are you ready for a joke with Layla and Olivia?